谢谢主的恩典，让兄弟有机会在这一次的柴船年会跟中宣众弟兄姊妹在一起。
I want to thank the grace of God to be with you in this mission conference.
我不晓得你们在笑什么。
I'm not sure why you what you're laughing at.
圣经告诉我们不可以按外貌看人。
The Bible says, do not judge by the outward appearance.
我们刚才要求两位牧师按照正义分解真理的道。
We have just asked the two pastors to divide the word of God correctly.
我感谢主有机会在中宣这边传递拆船的意向。
I thank God for the opportunity to spread the vision of mission to you.
要特别谢谢两个诗班今天晚上为我们献的这样美丽的诗歌
and the beautiful songs your choirs have brought us tonight
帮助我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜主
that help us to worship God in spirit and truth
更帮助我们知道有一天从各国各地各方各族的人都要归荣耀给上帝
And to know one day all people from all nations and everywhere will give glory to God.
我很高兴发现在中宣有这么多的我的同工和我的学生在侍奉主。
I'm so delighted to find out there's so many co-workers of mine and students of mine who are serving here.
也看见他们的下一代
and also the next generation
大概应该说他们的下一代
and this is say this high the next generation
也是爱主
and also it's great
我心里充满了喜乐
and it's a great joy in my heart
也要谢谢许牧师和各位同工就常常纪念海外基督使团
And also want to thank you for Pastor Dean, Pastoral Staff, as well as many of you who remember the Ministry of Overseas Missionary Society.
就觉得我们在拆船的事工上是同心合一的兴旺福音。
Indeed, to feel that we are that partnership in moving forward the ministry together.
我只有一个盼望。
I just have one hope.
不要光拆钱。要差人
Not just sending your money, send people, please.
也谢谢主有这样的奉献
And I thank God that you give in such a way.
但是我觉得今天我们在华人教会更需要看见有爱主的青年献身做超越文化宣教的事工
But we feel more importantly today, we must have the young men and women from Chinese churches who will commit to cross-cultural ministries.
今年我们的主题是胸怀普世。
The theme this year is Heart for the World.
我们的主是胸怀普世的主。
Because our God is the one who has the heart for the entire world.
他要我们以他的心为心。
He asks that we have his mind as ours.
以他的事为念。
In his ministry as a priority.
昨天晚上我们从旧约看到新约。
Last night we looked from Old Testament into New Testament.
就看见我们的神是怎样胸怀普世。
And to see how the breadth of our God's love.
但是太多的时候，他的百姓不以他的心为心。
But too often his people do not have the same heart as he has.
只有极少数的人这样关心。普世的工作
Only a handful of people are in that mindset
今天晚上我们看两处的经文
Tonight I want to take you to two passages
先看旧约圣经约书亚记第十三章
First the Old Testament book Joshua chapter 13
第一节
Verse 1
约书亚记第十三章一节
Joshua chapter 13 verse 1
约书亚年纪老迈耶和华对他说你的年纪老迈了还有许多未得之地
Now Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him You're old and advanced in years when very much of the land remains to be possessed
再请看第十八章
Please turn to chapter 18 of the same book
三节
Verse 3
约书亚对以色列人说，耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们单眼不去得，要到几时呢？
So Joshua said to the son of Israel, how long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?
再请看新约圣经。
Please turn to New Testament.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
我们因时间的关系只看前面的几节。
Because of time, we will take a look in the first few verses.
这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个，在他前面往自己所要到各城各地方去。
Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two and two ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come.
就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
你们去吧，我差你们出去如同羊羔进入狼群。
Go your ways, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves.
不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，要在路上也不要问人的安。
Carry no purse, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way.
无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。
And whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house.
那里若有当得平安的人，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然就归于你们了。
And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him, but if not, it will return to you.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own word.
旧约圣经的经文再一次让我们看见。
The Old Testament again reminds us,
主吩咐我们做的工尚未完成。
The work that he had given us had not yet been finished.
复活的主对他的门徒说，
The resurrected Lord spoke to his disciples,
父怎样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。
As the Father sent me, so send I you.
江牧师今天晚上提醒我们，主耶稣是第一位宣教士。
Pastor John reminded us tonight, Jesus is the first missionary there is.
他到世上来，
He came to earth,
虚己，
He gave himself,
为我们死在十字架上，
He died on the cross for our sake.
然后复活的主就对我们说，
And the resurrected Lord said to us,
父怎样差遣我，
As the Father have sent me,
撇下天上的荣耀,
to leave all the heavenly glories,
离开天上的光荣,
to depart from the glorious abode,
进到充满黑暗和罪恶的世界,
into the world that's full of darkness and sin,
父怎样差遣我,
as the Father have sent me,
我照样差遣你们。
I send you the same way.
我们看见那些门徒得着圣灵的能力。
We saw they were given the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们先在耶路撒冷。
They were in first Jerusalem.
然后就开始出去。
And then they began to go up.
传讲主的福音。
Proclaiming the gospel.
在第一世纪的时候。
In the first century.
这些无名的英雄。
These nameless heroes.
这些没有什么高等教，没有受过高等教育的人，
Those who were never highly educated,
震动了罗马帝国。
They have shaken the entire Roman Empire.
今天我们看见福音的工作尚未完成。
We see the gospel ministry have yet to be accomplished.
路加福音第十三章这里，第十章这边告诉我们。
Luke chapter 10 is saying to us,
这是以后。
After this，
请特别注意这一句话。
Please take note of that。
第九章是记载主耶稣差遣十二个门徒出去。
Chapter 9 documented the sending of the 12.
他们出去。
They went out.
传福音。
They preach.
在那里我们也看见主耶稣给五千人吃饱。
Jesus also fed 5,000 in the process.
彼得就承认耶稣是主。
And that's where Peter proclaimed Jesus is the Christ.
主在山上向门徒变形象。
The Lord also transfigured up there.
虽然如此，这些门徒在后面嘀嘀咕咕的就讲谁伟大。
But see, beyond that, the disciples are debating who is the greatest.
第九章也让我们看见撒玛利亚人反对主耶稣。
And we also see the Samaritans who are resisting Jesus Christ.
不接受福音。
They would refuse the gospel.
因为他们的文化跟犹太人的文化不一样。
Because the culture differs.
所以他们就拒绝了。
Therefore, they refuse him.
然后主耶稣就讲到跟随主做主门徒的代价。
And then Jesus talked about the cost of discipleship.
这是以后。
After this,
主又设立七十个门徒。
Jesus sent out 70.
他就打发他们出去。
He sent them out.
我想今天晚上我们看这一段的经文是非常合适的。
And we look at this tonight is more than being appropriate.
不是七十个门徒，是四位新军。
Is more not 70 but 4.
有两位新的牧师。
Two new pastors.
盼望不久有七十位。
We hope not in the near future 70 more.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank the grace of God.
请各位特别注意。
And I want to pay attention to this.
这一章经文就讲到差传的一些原则。
And this is the principle of mission.
这里就说这是以后。
Said after this,
主又设立七十个人。
The Lord appointed 70 others.
请大家注意。
Please pay this attention to this.
这是主的工作。
This is the ministry of the Lord.
是主自己拣选他们，设立他们要传福音。
The Lord chose his people and appointed them.
他是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
他是差传事工的领导者。
He is the leader of mission.
在使徒行传第十三章。
In Acts chapter 13.
安提阿教会听见主的声音。
Antioch church heard the Lord.
你们分派巴拿巴、扫罗出去做我拣选他们要做的工。
Separate Barnabas and Paul for the work that I've appointed them to.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
他是差传施工的主。
He is the Lord of mission.
我们不要以为差传的工作是教会里面一部分的事情。
Let us not think.Mission is but part of the church ministry.
是几位同工要负责的事情。
It's something that someone else take care of.
我们的主在关心，在引导这一方面的圣工。
Our Lord cares for and guide this ministry.
第二。
Secondly,
主又设立七十个人。
And he appointed 70 others.
他已经拣选十二个人。
He had chosen 12.
一直在栽培他们。
That he was being nurtured.
要他们认识主自己。
So that they would know the Lord.
马可福音讲得很好。
Mark have said this.
主耶稣拣选这十二个人的时候。
As Jesus was choosing these 12.
要他们常常跟他。在一起
and that they will be with him always.
然后就打发他们出去
and then he sent them out.
这个工作我们都知道了
this work we all know.
可是现在主这工作
过去差不多两百年来
in the last 200 years or so,
绝大多数的 宣教士是西方同工。
The majority of Western missionaries.
所以我们很自然会觉得宣教士是西方人。
So naturally, you got the notion that missions belong to the Westerners.
但是这一种观念完全不合乎圣经。
But this is an unbiblical concept.
我们看见主在这里，在他门徒以外又设立70个人。
Jesus, other than his 12 disciples, he called the other 70.
我们发现福音传到哪里？
Where the gospel goes to,
在哪里有教会,
and the church established,
在哪里的教会有责任差派宣教士出去,
and the churches there bears the responsibility to send out missionaries.
这是新约圣经一贯的真理。
This is the New Testament principle.
那么圣经告诉我们
The Bible also teaches us
庄稼很多
The harvest is plenty
可是收割庄稼的人太少
But laborers are too few
今天我们来思想这个问题
As we consider this question today
我们看全世界
We look around the world
最乐观的统计
The most optimistic estimate
我们可以说四分之一的人是基督徒。
We may say about one-tenth of the world's population are Christians.
四分之一。四分之一。
One-fourth.
是基督徒。
Are Christians.
那是最乐观的一种的统计。
That is the most optimistic statistic.
那么如果这四分之一的人
If this quarter of human race
就像他们的邻居附近的人传福音
and they will evangelize those close to them
向自己的人传福音
to their own people
自己人传福音
to their own, that is
那么他们只能够带领另外四分之一归向主
they can only lead the other one quarter to the Lord
那么另外一半呢
what about the other half?
如果我们不肯做超越文化财产的事工另一半永远得不着福音的好处
If we are unwilling to do that cross-cultural ministry the rest of that half will never hear the gospel
这是一件事情
This is one thing
第二
Secondly
让我们再看到西方的社会
When we look in the way of Western society,
西方教会,
the churches in the West,
跟200年前大不相同,
and we're a very different way than we were 200 years ago.
我们看见神在英国兴起约翰·卫斯理,
we see that God had raised John Wesley in England.
那个时候真是有一个福音复兴的时候,
and indeed that was a revival.
从那个复兴有很多的宣教士出去
Many missionaries came as a result of that revival
为什么呢
Why is it?
因为整个英国社会改变了
Because the entire English society was turned upside down
今天我们没有时间再分析这一件事情
Today we don't have the time to go in all the details
但是我们稍微观察今天西方社会
But let's take a look at our Western society today,
在美国
In America
在英国
In England
在欧洲
Europe
从很多方面我们只能说是走下坡路
And all the aspects all we can say is on the decline
无论是从道德方面
Regardless is reading from morality
还有其他方面
In other areas
这是一个事实
That's a fact
那么这一种的走下坡路都会影响教会差派出去宣教士的事工
Such decline would also affect the mission ministry of the church
所以我们就看见一个危机
So we have foreseen a crisis
庄稼收了
The harvest is there
尚未完成
The work is not yet done
主给我们的大使命没有做完
The Great Commission the Lord given us is not yet finished
从西方出来的宣教士越来越少
There are less missionaries coming out from the West right now
可是在过去这两百年来
But in the last 200 years
神在东亚的地方
in the East Asia,
其实在世界很多的地方
in the many other places around the world, God is doing wonderful work.
我们想到韩国
we thought of Korea,
看见神的作为
and see the hand of God.
我们想到在华人社会
in the Chinese community,
神奇妙的作为
God's wonderful work.
如果我们看中国
If we look at mainland China,
这是一个很明显的例子
This is an obvious example.
过去人以为基督教是洋教
You see in the past they thought Christianity was a Western religion.
可是今天你去中国人不会讲这句话
But no one would say that in China today.
基督徒增加的比例大得不得了
The rate Christian increase was so great.
从100万
From 1 million,
今天可能已经达到5000万。
Today it might well be beyond 50 million.
我们不晓得这个准确的统计。
But we do not have accurate data.
但是在这一段时间都没有洋人在那边传福音。
But you see, in this duration, no Western missionary are there.
同时，许多许多爱主的中国弟兄姊妹。
But also many of those Chinese who love the Lord Jesus.
不怕为主受苦。
And they're not afraid.
他们完全摆上。
They give all.
所以在一半的社会就摆出一个新的见证。
So therefore, there's a new testimony in a society which exists.
他们不觉得是洋教。
They do not feel this is a Western.
这是我们自己的人。
Really. This is our people.
信仰耶稣基督。
Who believe in Jesus Christ.
他们不怕为主耶稣受苦。
They are not afraid to suffer for Jesus.
所以许多的人受影响。
So many people are affected that way.
今天归向主耶稣的人。是空前的多。
Today, those who are turning to Christ is phenomenal.
这是我们值得感谢主的事情。
This is one thing we can thank God for.
那么，当我们看见华人教会
，But as we look at the Chinese church,
不只是在中国大陆
，Not just in mainland China,
在香港
，In Hong Kong,
在新加坡
，Singapore,
在台湾
，Taiwan。
我跟戴师母住新加坡有11年之多。
We were in Singapore for 11 years.
那么那一段时间，我们看到一个惊人的统计。
And we saw this phenomenal, amazing statistic.
在新加坡受大学高等教育的人
，Those who have received high education in Singapore.
这是根据1980年的统计。
Now, this is according to 1980 statistics.
所以已经过了14年了。
So we are talking about 14 years old.
啊。那么那个时候的统计就说受过高等教育的人
those have received high education
35.8%是基督徒
35.8% are Christians
我不晓得美国有没有这么高的统计
I'm not sure if America measures up to that
这是很令人感动的事情
This is something that's amazing
最近从大陆到新加坡去的朋友很多看见这种现象他们自己也归向主耶稣
Many of those from China went to Singapore saw that and they became believing Jesus Christ also
神在做工
God is working
神这样赐福给我们华人教会
God so blessed the Chinese churches
我们已经领受神的恩典
We have received His grace
我们面对一个尚未完成的大使命
We are facing a not yet accomplished task
我们会不会问一个问题
Shall we not ask this question
主啊你要我做什么
LordWhat do you want me to do?
我们华人教会该扮演的角色是什么？
What is the role of Chinese churches in missions?
当年是西方教会扮演的一个角色。
It was the role Western churches played back then.
主啊，今天你是不是要我们华人教会要扮演一个新的角色？
Lord, is that you're asking the Chinese church today to play a different role, a new role?
今天晚上你肯不肯扪心自问？
Tonight, will you ask yourself?
主啊，你要我做什么？
Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们看路加福音第十章
We look at Luke chapter 10.
主在这里就清楚告诉我们
He was telling us
柴船的施工是一种属灵的征战
Missions is a spiritual battle
第三节告诉我们
Verse 3.
你们去吧
Go your ways
我差你们出去
I send you out
如同羊羔进入狼群
as lambs in the midst of wolves.
我们刚才有很多的问题啊。
Now, we just have a lot of technical problems.
我也觉得这也是一种属灵的征战。
And I believe this is also a spiritual battle.
因为撒旦要拦住主的工作。
Because Satan is going to blunder the work of God.
那么今天柴船的事工常常面对撒旦的攻击。
Mission nowadays always comes and directs satanic attack.
有的时候是我们自己的问题
Sometimes that's us
可能我们第一最大的拦阻是我们自己
Perhaps the first hurdle is us
我们不肯顺服主
We are not willing to submit
口里说主啊主啊
We say in our lips Lord, Lord
听起来很漂亮
It sounds so good
很属灵
Very spiritual
可是我们不肯顺服
But we are not willing to submit
我们有我们自己的计划
We have our own agenda
你是不是这样子
Are you one of those?
戴德生到中国去的时候
When Hudson Taylor went to China
他是单身到上海
He was single when he arrived in Shanghai
但是在英国有一个女朋友
But he had a girlfriend in England
他一直想这个女朋友音乐天分很高
He thought this girl is very gifted in music
这个女孩子有一天站在她的身边可以做宣教士
This girl will serve and standing next to him as a missionary
这是她的计划
That was his plan
可是有一天她发现不是神的计划
But he found out one day that wasn't God's idea
那个时候她面对一个很大的选择
He was facing a difficult choice
那个时候他已经离开上海
See, he left Shanghai at that point
到汕头
He was in 汕头
在那些的酒廊当中也传福音
Listen to myself
不是传声潮州人在潮州人
Chiljanese
他就在他们中间传福音
He was there in the Chiljanese
那么他就病倒了
And he got sick
那他的同工只好把他送回去
His co-worker, all they could do is send him home.
从汕头就回到上海。
And send him back to Shanghai.
在船上可以休息几天的时间。
So he can rest for a few days for the voyage.
到了上海的时候。
When he got there.
谁知他放东西的那个房子被火焚烧。
The house where he stored stuff was burned up.
他带病回来。
He was sick when he came back.
他所有的东西被火焚烧
Everything he had was burned up.
当时的那个差派他出去的差会也是没有按时候把生活费送来
And the society that sent him out did not give him this monthly support.
那个时候还没有中国内地会
You see, his Chinese inland mission wasn't in place yet.
那么有病
He was sick.
东西没有了
His things are gone.
差会也没有按时候送钱
and his money weren't there
还好有一些朋友接待他让他住在他们的家
well he still got friends so he stayed with them
他发现上海有一封信等他
he found there was a letter waiting for him in Shanghai
一看笔记他就晓得是谁写的信了
look at the letters he knew who wrote the letter
哇他心里很高兴
he was a live of joy
他说至少这一封信可以安慰我的心
at least this would give me comfort
我想不久他一定要来了
I suppose he'll come soon
要跟我站在一起
he'll stand with me
我有病的时候他可以看顾我
he'll take care of me when I'm sick
工作的时候我们一起陪他
yeah, we'll work together
信封打开
the letter was open
一看他就发现是一封 ID 梅顿书
he realized as he opened it that was a Dear John letter
翻得很好这个女孩子怎么说呢
What did she say?
她说我爸爸说
My father said
各位弟兄我跟你讲
Brothers let me say this to you
那个女孩子说我爸爸说的时候
When she said my father said
不一定是爸爸说
Not necessarily said
可能是那个女孩子自己说
Maybe she said it herself
我爸爸说
My father said
你回来在英国做牧师
You come back to England to be a pastor.
他不反对我们的婚事。
He would have no objection to marriage.
可是如果你坚持要在中国传福音。
But if you do insist to be missionary in China,
他要我们分手。
And he would ask us to go our separate ways.
Sayonara.
See you later. 再见。
如果是你，你会怎么办？
How do you take the letter?
你要不要赶紧的打一个电话？
You have to call long distance quick?
说等一下，等一下。
So wait.
我明天乘飞机，我回来了。
I'm flying back tomorrow.
打一个传真，说我收到你的信啊。
Fax over, say I got your letter.
经过祷告，我想那边侍奉主也不错啊。
I pray, not bad idea, I'll serve over there.
一样吧。
Same.
是一位主。
The same Lord.
英国做牧师，中国传福音，都是侍奉主。
It's the same to serve in England as pastor, missionary in China, it's all serving God.
你们是中国人。
Now you're Chinese.
我问你们一样不一样。
Let me ask, is the same?
你回答吗？
Answer.
一样不一样？
Is it the same?
不一样。
No.Not the same.
各位弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
在那个时刻，
In that very moment,
就影响了我们今天。
And that affects me today.
不只是我，你。
Not just me, you.
那个女孩子不是我妈妈。
You see, that girl wasn't my mother.
因为戴德生不肯回去。
Because Hudson Taylor won't go back.
因为他知道不一样。
Because he realized that it's different.
他留在中国。
He stayed in China.
因为他这样做。
Because he so.
可能你有机会听福音。
Therefore, you get the opportunity to hear the gospel.
你了解我的意思吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
有的时候撒旦的攻击不是别的，是在我们自己的心里。
Sometimes Satan do not attack from others but us.
我们敢不敢来侍奉主？
Are we willing to serve him?
其实当我看戴德生日记的时候，
When I was reading his journal,
我发现他爸爸很喜欢，盼望他的儿子可以继承他做英国的一个药剂师。
In fact, his father was very willing that he would be a key figure in England for him.
有一点失望。
He was a little bit disappointed.
刚才我们唱的一首诗，
The hymn we sung earlier,
就讲到父母把自己的儿女奉献给主。
It's the same parents who offer God their children.
各位父母，
Parents,
可能今天在我们华人教会，
Maybe in our modern day Chinese churches,
最拦阻青年奉献不是别的，是父母的计划。
The fact that young people can't commit to God's service is not others but the parents.
可能我们担心我们自己的年老的日子。
Maybe we're concerned what happens when we get old.
如果我们没有信耶稣，
If we have not accepted Christ,
那么那种的关心，那种后顾之忧是理所当然的。
The kind of care, the kind of worry, yes, that's understandable.
可是如果我们做父母已经信了耶稣基督，
But if we as parents who have already known Christ,
我们还要拦住儿女，
And we have to put blockers for our children,
把我们自己摆在主前面，
And to put us ahead of Jesus Christ,
我觉得我们失去蒙恩的一个机会。
And I realize that we have lost the opportunity to be blessed.
我们看这一段的经文。
We look at this passage.
就说你们出去的时候，
As you go out,
不要带钱粮。
Carry no purse.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
要学习依靠主。
To learn to lean on the Lord.
要学习依靠主。
To learn to depend on the Lord.
我想我不必讲戴德生的经验。
I suppose I don't need to tell you the story of Hudson Taylor.
很多的弟兄姊妹都看过他的传记。
Many of you have read his biography.
我告诉弟兄姊妹。
Let me tell you this.
我在过去40年的侍奉。
In my past 40 years of service.
我看见亚伯拉罕的神没有死。
I see the God of Abraham has not dead.
伊利亚的神没有死。
The God of Elijah is not dead.
戴德生的神没有死。
The God of Hudson Taylor is not dead.
当中华福音神学院开始的时候。
When we begin the China Evangelical Seminary,
光是一个意象。
It was just a vision.
我们发现我们的神是十五变为有的神。
And we find out our God is the one who can make things out of nothing.
开始是意象。
You see, we begin with vision.
什么都没有。
Have nothing.
可是神就一天供应我们一天的需要。
And God supply it day by day.
戴德生的神没有死。
Hudson Taylor, his God is not dead.
我和戴师母离开台湾的时候。
When Mr. and Mrs. Taylor left Taiwan,
我们完全没有教会的支持。
We have no church support.
我们不知道神要怎么样供应我们生活的需要。
We have no idea what God and how He will provide our needs.
我们只知道一件事情。
We just know one thing.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他既然差派我们出去。
As He has sent us out.
他必供应。
He will supply.
没有想到。在菲律宾的一个教会跟我们联系
and we never dreamed but a church in Philippines contacted us
是一个华人教会
it was a Chinese church
他们就对我们说
and they say to us
你们现在离开华神
as you leave China Evangelical Seminary
在内地会工作
and work with the OMS
你们
OMF
你们可以不可以做我们的宣教士
would you be our missionary
我们可以不可以按月来支持你们
Can we support you on a monthly basis?
奇妙的主
The wonderful Lord
是耶和华以勒
It is Jehovah Jireh
他没有改变
He hasn't changed
当我儿子奉献的时候
When my son gave his life to serve God
他首先在西海岸这个湾区那边工作了两年
He used to work in the west coast
后来他觉得应该念神学
And then he thought he should study in the seminary
需要装备
He need to be equipped
所以他就报名在 Asbury 那边念神学
So he applied for Asbury seminary
他心里有一点紧张
He was a little nervous
因为他在银行里面只有一个学期的这个经费
because he had only one semester's worth of money
所以他去 报名
so he applied
第一个学期注册
registration for the first semester
付了钱
the money is there
银行就没什么都没有了
and clean out the bank
那么就好好的念了第一个学期
and he studied for the first semester
到了第二个学期的时候
in the second semester
他就很紧张
He got nervous.
他说主啊
He said Lord
我从小都听戴德生的见证
I have heard the testimony of Hudson Taylor
那今天我奉献是不是因为我就糊里糊涂跟爸爸祖父曾祖父这个高祖就步他们的后尘啊
Did I today give to ministry because I wasn't thinking through I just followed through because I'm a Taylor
还是你拣选我
Or is it because you've chosen me
主啊时候到了
Lord the time is here
你能不能给我一个印证
Can you give me a
如果是你拣选我
If you have called me
你可以不可以供应我这个学期的需要
Can you supply my need for this semester
那么他去注册
He go for registration
到了要付钱的地方
To the cashier
他说那个负责人就对他说
The person there spoke to him
戴基中你不需要到这边来
You don't have to come here
他说为什么
He said why
他说有一个朋友打电话来了
A friend called
他说把戴基中的那个这个学费就告诉他们他们已经替你付了
He said just tell me how much it costs I'll pay
我告诉弟兄姊妹不是他爸爸
Let me tell you it's not his father
是谁我不知道
Who? We have no idea
不只是第二个学期
Not just the second semester
一直到第六个学期
Up to the sixth semester
有同样的情形
Same situation
神就供应
God provides
我听说好像是一位中国弟兄
If I'm right, this is a Chinese brother.
我心里受感动。
I was very moved.
是谁我不知道。
Who, I have no idea.
但是我晓得看顺服主的人主必供应他们的需要。
I believe the one who will submit to God, God will supply the needs.
不一定每一个人有同样的情形。
Not everyone go down the same path.
我并不是说你下一次注册的时候，人家就对你说就不必付学费了。
I'm not saying next time you go register, people tell you you don't have to pay.
那不一定。
Not necessarily.
但是神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
他的确是耶和华以勒。
He indeed is Jehovah Jireh.
我们香港有一位同工。
We have a co-worker in Hong Kong.
他是医生
He's a doctor.
封医生跟郑医生
Dr. Feng and Dr. Chen
郑他们是夫妇两个
They were a couple.
就有香港教会差派他们出去
Hong Kong Church sent them out.
他们就到中东的地方传福音
They were in Middle East for the ministry.
做福音医疗工作
And they were doing the medical missionary work.
今天很多的人离开香港。
A lot of people leaving Hong Kong today.
不是为了宣教的工作。
Not because of mission.
面对九七。
But it's because of 97.
他们就离开。
They left.
这一对夫妇并不然。
But they did not leave Hong Kong for that reason.
他们是听见主的声音。
They heard the call of the Lord.
就离开香港。
They left Hong Kong.
到中东的国家
to the Middle East
封医生的父亲不认识主
the father of one of the doctors did not know God
他爸爸就对儿子说
the father said to the son
儿子有一天你会看见你的老爸在街上讨饭
he said son one of this day you're going to see your father begging food in the street
如果你是封医生你会有什么样的感觉
If you're this doctor, how would you feel?
他明明的晓得宣教士的生活是一个艰苦的生活
Because he recognized the missionary's life is a difficult one
他怎么能供应他爸爸的需要
How can he supply his father's needs?
他怎么孝敬父母
How can he pay respect to them?
我告诉弟兄姊妹
Let me tell you this
每当他老父亲需要钱的时候
Every time when his father needs money
他爸爸不给姐姐弟弟妹妹写信
Their father would not write to any other sibling
每一次就给封医生写信
Every time his father write to him
奇妙的主已经有预备
And a wonderful God has that provision
那一封信还没有收到的时候
Even before they got the letter
刚好主有特别的预备
And God will have that wonderful provision.
所以冯医生按时候可以供应他爸爸的需要。
So he can supply his father's need on a regular basis.
各位我们不要以为只有戴德生有这样的经历。
Let us not assume just Hudson Taylor have this experience.
我们华人教会有宣教不少的宣教士可以站在这里见证戴德生的神是他们的神。
Many Chinese missionaries can stand here testifying that Hudson Taylor, his God, is also their God.
因为神供应他们生活的需要。
Because God supplied their needs.
谢谢主的恩典。
We thank God for his grace.
今天神在兴起一个新的队伍。
God is raising a new team today.
好像在宣教的工作上，他在兴起新力军。
It is that he's raising a brand new army in missions.
是从华人教会。
It is from the Chinese churches.
从韩国教会。
From Korean churches.
我们北美洲的华人教会要不要有分益这方面的工作
？Do we as North American Chinese church be in partnership in this ministry?
我们看见神所拣选的人。
We see the people that God has chosen.
他是庄稼的主。
He is the Lord of the harvest.
那么今天工厂分两种。
It's needs missionary.
你可以以宣教士的身份进去。
You can go in as a missionary.
我很盼望，我们中宣也能够派人到 到日本传福音。
That OCM can send people to Japan.
你不要说戴牧师，你根本不懂历史。
Don't say a pastor, you don't understand history.
你不知道日本人欺负中国。
Don't you know the Japanese oppress the Chinese?
我们怎么会关心那些人？
How could we possibly care for the Japanese?
我怎么不知道？
I know.
我自己在日本集中营三年。
I was in a concentration camp for 3 years.
我本来也会恨他们。
I would have hated them too.
我不会关心。
I wouldn't care.
但是我认识耶稣基督的时候。
But at the time when I come to know my Lord.
我才懂得什么叫做胸怀。
Then I realized what does it mean to have the heart for the whole world.
不只是向自己的人传福音，
Not just to my own people.
还要伸出手来把福音给我们的敌人。
And to stretch out our hands to give the gospel to our enemies.
这是一个开放的国家。
This is a place for pioneer ministry.
但是也有许多关闭的国家。
And there are also many closed countries.
可能是共产党的国家。
Maybe communist.
可能是回教国家。
Muslim.
你不能进去。
You can't go in there.
不能以宣教士的身份进去。
That is, you can't go in as a missionary.
是不是我们就说拉倒？
We'll say, well, forget it.
他们倒霉了。
Well, that's tough for them.
不让我们进去。
But they don't let us in.
主告诉我们。
The Lord's telling us this.
你们要从明像什么？像蛇。
You have to be what?
驯量像鸽子。
You have to be tame as dove.
But
wise as serpents.
这是主给我们的命令。
This is the command the Lord gave us.
那么如果我不能够以宣教士的身份进到那个国家。
If I can't go in as a missionary.
我可以代职进去。
I can be a tent maker.
我在美国代职。
I'm a tent maker in America.
我在纽约，代职。
I'm a tent maker in New York.
现在我到中东的地方。
Now I'm going to the Middle East.
也可以代职。
I can also be a tent maker.
以身作则。
Me an example.
那么在我日常生活可以影响一些人。
To influence the life of those whom I come in contact with daily.
今天有很多的地方我们要带领那个国家的人归向主，只有这个路线。
So you see, many of the people we need to lead them to Christ. That's the only way to go.
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
主已经给我们看见。
God already show us.
我刚才讲到这位冯医生。
And I just mentioned to you Dr. Fong.
如果他们要以宣教士的身份进到那个国家，
If they go as missionaries,
那个国家绝对不欢迎。
That country will never welcome them.
可是因为他们是医生，
But because they're doctors,
他们来关心人身体的需要，
And they care for the physical needs,
所以就帮助了很多人。
Therefore, they're able to go in and help many people.
有不少回教徒从他们的身上体会到耶稣基督的爱。
Many Muslims saw the love of Jesus from them.
主这样恩待我们华人教会。
As God is so gracious to the Chinese churches.
做生意。
Business.
专长。
Specialty.
恩赐。
Gifts.
这么样的丰富。
And so abundant.
我们是不是很自私的守住？
Are we going to be a selfish pig and just keep it to ourselves?
或许我们肯不肯对主说？
Or are we willing to say to him,
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
你怎样关怀普世？
As your heart is to the world,
求主帮助我胸怀普世。
That you help me to have the heart for the world.
主啊，你要怎样用我？
Lord, how are you going to use me?
我们华人教会。
We being the Chinese church,
面对一个很大的挑战，
facing a tremendous challenge,
我们的回应如何呢？
How is our response?
戴德生开始传福音的时候，
When Hudson Taylor began his gospel ministry,
他很长的时间在浙江省，
He was in Zhejiang province.
他在宁波认识我的曾祖母。
He met my great grandmother in Ningbo.
其实我不是第四代，我是第五代。
I'm not the fourth but fifth generation.
因为我曾祖母的爸爸也在华人当中传福音。
Because my great grandmother's father was also serving the Chinese.
他没有办法进到中国。
He had no way to entering into China.
他只好在槟城，在马来西亚的槟城、马六甲跟新加坡华人当中传福音。
He could only reach him in Kuala Lumpur and the Malacca area among the Chinese.
今天你到澳门。
Today, if you go to Macau,
有一个小小的基督教的分地。
And there was a small Christian and cemetery.
在那边你可以看见玛丽孙的坟墓。
You see the tomb of Robert Morris.
在玛丽孙坟墓的旁边。
Next to it.
是玛利亚，我曾祖母父亲的坟墓。
It is the great grandmother's father's tomb.
我前不久把我的孙子孙女带到澳门，让他们看。
Not long ago, I brought my grandchildren to Macau just to show them.
我要他们懂得追随耶稣基督，我们必须要付代价。
I want them to know to pursue Jesus Christ, we must pay the price.
我曾祖母的父亲38岁回天家。
My great grandmother's father went to be with the Lord age 38.
他在英国念法律。
He was a law student in England.
他就这样摆上。
And he gave it all.
戴德生在浙江省传福音的时候。
When Hudson Taylor was in Zhejiang province.
有一天他在船上跟一位青年讲话。
He was speaking to a young man one day.
他在船上就冲他谈。
And he spoke with him there.
那么这位青年不认识主。
This young person does not know Christ.
所以我曾祖父要带领他认识耶稣。
So my great grandfather wanted to let him to the Lord.
他们谈了一段时间。
They talked for a while.
后来戴德生有事情要进到船里面。
And Hudson Taylor was have some business had got to go to the cabin.
刚下去的时候。
As he was descending.
突然从甲板上就听到喊叫的声音。
All of a sudden they heard this cry.
救命！救命
！Help！
他很快就上来了。
And he ascended the stairs quickly.
他发现这位青年哗一脚掉到水里面。
This young person took one slip and he's in the water.
没有人下手。
Nobody would bother to help.
他喊救命。
He was screaming for help.
无动于衷。
They were just doesn't bother.
戴德生赶紧的把上衣脱掉。
He took off his shirt,
鞋子脱掉
took off his shirt,
他就跳到水里面
and jumped into the water,
要救那一位青年
to save the young man.
可是他够不到
but he couldn't save.
他再试一次
he tried again.
一次再一次
once and repeatedly,
就没有办法
nothing more he could do.
他只好回到船上
and all he could do is get back on the boat.
可是一上船的时候
but when he got up there,
他发现在岸上有一些渔夫
but he find a fisherman on the shore.
他就喊啊，先生们，请过来，把你们的网撒在水里面。
The gentleman, please spread your net into the water.
刚才有一位青年掉到水里面。
There was a young person just got into the water.
请快点来，可以救他的命。
Help, maybe you can save him.
那些渔夫回答说
The fisherman said to him,
不方便，我们太忙。
It's not convenient, we're too busy.
他说你们怎么会说不方便
What do you mean it's not convenient?
一个人淹死的时候你还说不方便吗
When it's about to get drunk, you said inconvenient?
他们说我们来你给多少钱
Say, how much?
那么他就讲了一个价钱
And he gave him a price.
他们说不够
He said it's not enough.
他们讨价还价
They were getting back and forth.
后来他就讲口袋里面所有的钱他要给
He said everything I have in my pocket I'll give it to you
他们献的少
They will count it first
他们献太少了
He said that's too little
可是他们慢吞吞的就来了。
And they just in a slow motion they
把网撒在水里面。
Spread out the net.
一下子把这位青年拉上来了。
And to drag this young man out of the water.
可惜太迟了。
But that was too late.
他已经淹死了。
He is drowned.
太迟了。
Too late.
他们讲不方便。
They said it's not convenient.
他们讲多少钱。
They talk about how much.
可能今天我们面对主给我们的大使命。
Maybe as we face the commission given to us, the great commission,
我们想到自己的方便。
We thought of our own conveniences.
要到那么偏僻的地方。
To go in such remote place.
要到那么危险的地方。
To such dangerous place.
何必冒这样的险呢？
Why take the risk?
我的弟兄，我的姊妹
，My dear brother, sister，
今天你不要看我
，Please don't take this lightly，
不要看我
，Don't just look at me，
请你看耶稣基督
，Please look at the Lord Jesus Christ，
他为你为我死在十字架上
，He died for you for me on the cross，
他为我们撇下天上的荣耀
，For you for me He had。Given all that glorious things up.
因为他胸怀普世
Because he has the heart for the world.
工作尚未完成
The work is not yet done.
今天主要我们扮演的角色是什么
What is the role the Lord wants us to, do, to be today?
主又设立七十个人
And he appointed another 70.
你是不是其中之一
Are you one of them?
我知道今天在华人教会主不断地兴起新的宣教士来
I know that the Lord is raising new missionaries every day in Chinese churches
他会不会从我们中宣兴起一些优秀的青年摆上完成主给我们的大使命
Will he raise fine young men and women of OCM that they will finishthe task entrusted to them.
100 年前
100 years ago,
英国教会就差派剑桥七杰到中国传福音。
The English church sent out the Cambridge Seven to China for the sake of the gospel.
他们到内地的地方
they went into the interior of China.
是让中国人听耶稣基督的福音。
So the Chinese can hear the gospel.
今天我们华人教会要还福音的债
Today we Chinese church must pay back the debt of
对主
To the Lord
要还福音的债
Pay back the debt of the gospel
求主用他的爱来激发我们
That God may stir us with his love
使我们快跑完成他给我们的大
使命 That we run to finish the great commission he gave us
这不是出于勉强
This is not forcing you
是基督的爱激励我们
But the love that constrains you
使我们成为那七十个人又设立七十个人当中的分子
So that I can be one of the 70
感谢主
We thank God
请低头我们祷告
Will you please bow as we pray
当我们大家低头的时候
As we bow together
我相信主已经向我们很多弟兄姊妹说话
I believe God has spoken to many of us
主是胸怀普世的主
Our God is the one who has the heart for the world
你愿意以主的心为心吗
Are you willing to have the same heart as that of our Lord
庄稼的主有没有向你说话
Did the Lord have spoken to you tonight?
我可以差遣谁呢
Whom can we send?
谁肯为我去呢
Who will go for us?
弟兄姊妹你肯不肯说我在这里请差遣我
My dear brother sister Are you willing to say Hear my Lord send me
今天晚上如果你愿意把自己奉献给主
If you're willing to dedicate yourself tonight to God
请你把手举起来
Will you please raise your
hand? 我愿意为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
有哪一位
Anyone?
感谢主。
Thank God.
手放下我看见。
谢谢主。
谢谢主。谢谢主。
Thank you.
感谢主。谢谢主。感谢主。还有哪一位
Anyone else?
手放下我看见。
Those we have seen your hand, you can put it down.
还有哪一位?
Anyone else?
请把手举起来。
You please raise your hand.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Lord, I'm here. Send me.
感谢主。
Thank God.
还有哪一位?
Anyone else?
感谢主。
Thank God.
很多弟兄。
Many.
我心里受感动。
I am very moved.
还有姊妹。
And sisters.
还有哪一位?
Anyone else?
可能你是医生。
Maybe you're a doctor.
你有专长。
You have specialty.
主要用你。
The Lord wants to use you.
你肯不肯说主啊，你这样恩待我，我愿意把自己奉献给你。
Are you willing to say, God, as you're so gracious to me, I'm going to give myself to you?
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
还有哪一位？感谢主，赞美主。可能在楼上有人看闭路电视的时候，你也愿意奉献。
Maybe there are those on second floor as you look through the video, you are willing.
请你把手举起来。
Would you also please raise
your hand? 我也愿意为你祷告。
And I'm willing to pray for you.
还有哪一位?
Anyone else?
勇敢地把手举起来。
Raise your hand bravely.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
谢谢主。当我们大家低头的时候。
As we bow together.
请刚才举手的弟兄姊妹。
And those of you who have just raised your hand.
请你站在自己的位置。
I want to ask you to stand where you're sitting.
我要为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
请你站在自己的位置。
Will you please stand?
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。不要怕，就站在自己的位置。谢谢主。感谢主。楼上也站起来。
And second floor, will you please also stand? Those of you just make the commitment.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
勇敢地站起来。
Stand so ever bravely.
我愿意为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
赞美主。天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Father, we praise you for your grace.
今天在94年财团年会。
In this 94 mission conference.
你把我们聚集在一起。
You have gathered us together.
这不是偶然的。
This is no accident.
同时，我们有两位弟兄，安理牧师。
And we have two who ordained as pastors.
主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
今天晚上有这十几二十位站在主面前。
Tonight of the tens and twenties who are standing here in your presence.
求主纪念他们的奉献。
Father, that you may remember the way they give themselves.
你悦纳他们的奉献。
That you may accept their willingness.
主啊，求你洁净他们。
Father, that you may purify them.
用你的宝血遮盖。
Cleanse them with your blood.
使他们在教会学习侍奉主。
That they will learn to serve you in the church.
主啊，帮助他们在祷告生活。
That you will teach them in prayer ministry.
在读经方面。
In reading the scripture.
在个人布道。
In personal evangelism.
忠心的来追随基督。
They will follow you faithfully.
主啊，求你使他们有好的装备。
Father, that they may be equipped.
使他们在纽约。
That they may serve here in New York,
在美国,
in America,
在海外的地方,
in overseas,
能够传讲主的福音,
that they may proclaim your gospel.
主啊，巴不得不久我们中宣的教会能够差派我们的巴拿巴和扫罗出去。
Father, we pray that in the near future that we may send out our Barnabas and Saul from here.
谢谢主，过去的年日我们差遣。
Father, we thank you that the days that you've given us.
谢谢你让我们用金钱来奉献。
That we have the opportunity to give.
现在我们盼望你也能够帮助我们差人。
Father, that you also help us that we may send people.
去日本的地方。
To Japan.
中东的地方。
Middle East.
主啊，关闭的国家。
Father, to places that are closed.
有的地方向我们自己的同胞传福音。
Places where we have Chinese there,
向非自己的同胞传福音
and non-Chinese as well.
求主听我们的祷告。
Father, that you hear our prayer.
主啊，帮助这几位站在你面前的弟兄姊妹。
Father, help these who stand in your presence tonight.
看见你是信实的主。
See that you are the Lord of faithfulness.
你保守他们。
That you keep them.
你使用他们。
That you use them.
主啊，帮助他们关心他们的父母。
Father, that you care for them as well as their parents.
也帮助